اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naqawi. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah,
well?
Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on tajweed rules, and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, Hussein, Hassan, and Ali Nasir and Fawad, today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Ayah 37 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a very important ayah, okay? So, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So, let's first listen to this ayah, inshallah, and then we'll talk about it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
So, did you hear it? That was nice, yes?
Yes.
Okay, we loved it. Alhamdulillah. So, I will recite once. Let's repeat this. Then, inshallah, we'll talk about it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه
إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. So when Adam عليه السلام and Eve, they were in the heaven, not the promised heaven, that we said some reasons. Okay. So they didn't have to get close to, they didn't have to approach to a tree that Allah Almighty had assigned, okay? But they did. So what happened that they did that? فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Yes, Shaitan tempted them, okay? And so, do you know what did Shaitan tell them? How did Shaitan deceive them and kind of tempt them?
Yes.
How?
He told them God doesn't want you to be living forever.
Ah, to have an eternal life.
So if you eat that,
okay,
you will be eternal.
You will have an eternal life. So Allah doesn't... Look, Shaitan, how does he tempt? How does he kind of plan, okay, to deceive people? So first, he said that, Shaitan, okay, said, La'natullahi alayhi, said that, oh, Adam, okay, look, I really care for you. You're so important to me. Okay, I really care for you, okay? I really want the best for you, okay? Look, when Allah says to not get close to this, okay? It means that this is something very much important. If you get close to this, you will have two important things. First, you will have an eternal life. Second, you will have an eternal or kind of mulkan la yubla. It means a governance, okay? A kingdom. You have a kingdom, okay, that will never be kind of attacked or kind of things, okay? So never fall down. That kind of kingdom you will have, okay? You will be like a king. You will have a great life, okay? Eternal life and that one. So look, Allah does not want you because He has eternal life, okay? He does not want you to have that one. So that's why He does not let you do that. So first He said that I'm so good, okay? I care for you. Look, He is showing Himself, pretending like He really cares, okay? Shaitan always does this one. You see, a lot of people do this way, okay? Yes. Whenever they want to get something from you, okay? They try to be nice to you, kind to you, okay? They care for you, okay? They do some things for you. They do you favors, okay? And then they finally shoot the arrow. That's it, okay? Yes. These two things. And then also, look, Shaitan said, swore by God, okay? Swore by God that I swear by God that I care for you. This is a message that, look, people who really want to deceive you, they try to kind of swear as well sometimes. Make sure that don't be deceived, okay, by their swearing, like whatever they do. So that's it. So Iblis did this one, okay? Yes? And Iblis deceived Adam alayhi salam and Eve. So they ate, they touched, and they ate that wheat, okay, that tree, from that tree. And then Allah Almighty said that, oh, go to now to the earth, okay? Stay there, you have time, okay? And then you will go to the heaven, okay, inshallah. But there is one thing, that how did Allah Almighty accept their repentance? Ali Nasir, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So what does it mean, Fawad? It means that Adam alayhi salam received certain words he received from Allah Almighty. It was again Allah's blessing. Okay? Yes, Fawad? Well, what were the words, okay? There are two ideas. Look, there's in the other verses of the Quran we study, okay, and another part of the Quran, we have again the story of Adam alayhi salam, that the words that Adam alayhi salam said, what were this? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That, oh Lord, we have we have done something bad to ourselves, okay? We have we were being oppressive, okay, to ourselves, okay? وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, if you do not forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we'll be from among the losers, okay? So this was the repentance of Adam alayhi salam, what he said. So then Allah Almighty forgave them. Remember that if someone has the chance to repent, to turn back to Allah Almighty. Tawbah means to turn back to Allah Almighty. If we talk about Tawbah from our side, okay, from the person who makes repentance, it means we return to Allah Almighty. We return from our sins, okay? We're no longer going to do that. Repentance has many steps. It's important, inshallah, if we got time, we'll talk about it. And when we talk about Allah Almighty, who is someone who accepts repentance, that He returns back again. So why does He return back? He returns back from what? He returns back from his
sin.
No, Allah Almighty does not make sin. The punishments that He was going to punish us with. Yeah, yes. Okay, he will return from those punishments. He will no longer punish us. He will forgive us. He will return back to his mercy. He will be no longer like kind of a punishing God. Because we have, yeah, this punishing like attribute for Allah Almighty as well. So, وَأَيَقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ الْعَفُوَ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ. The one who punishes the hardest punishment. Okay, so he returns back.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now, فَتَلَقَّى, make sure it is a heavy letter, قَى, and also it has a mad, yes?
Yes.
But is the mad Hussein? Is the mad wajib mad or mustahab? Mustahab, no, jaiz. Huh?
No, it is jaiz.
Jaiz, why?
Because Hamza is not in the...
Because Hamza is not?
In the فَتَلَقَّى.
Yeah, in the word فَتَلَقَّى. Hamza is in another word, فَتَلَقَّى Adam. Yeah, Hamza is in another word, and fatalaqqa, that alif mad, is in another word. So we have always, we have to pay attention to the haraful mad and the Hamza, these two things. Haraful mad or? Three. Uh-huh. A, E, U, fatha plus alif, kasra plus ya sakin, dhamma plus waw sakin. These three are haraful mad, okay? If you see any of them plus a hamza, make sure there is a mad. But you have to take a look that if they are both in the same word, in one word, the mad becomes wajib for six counts. You have to straighten the sound. Six counts. All right. But if harf al mad and the reason for mad hamza, if they are not in the same word, they are in two separate words. So the mad you can stretch. You can avoid. Hassan, did you get it?
Yes.
Which is better to do?
Oh, better to do. No, there's no better, not worse.
Your choice.
It's just optional. Huh? All right. If you want to make like your recitation more beautiful, straight this out. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. You can stretch. Beautify your voice. That's it, okay? فَتَلَقُوا آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَاتٍ تَنْوِين plus فَافَ from the rest of the letters
إِخْفَى
فَتَلَقُوا آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. There is no other rule. إِنَّهُ, make sure U sound. That's all about this ayah. So the explanation, make sure, inshallah, again, I repeat, refer to Tafasir book for more information, for detailed information, okay? And also practice the Tajweed rules. Fawad, any question?
No.
Hussein?
No.
Hassan?
No.
Uh-huh. Ali Nasir?
No.
No question?
Me? I have a question. So how do we do Tawbah if we want to say those five names?
Make Allah Almighty forgive me. Simple as that. The best Tawbah is not to do that sin again.
If you do the sin again and again,
it means you have not really repented. So Allah is forgiving, but make sure, okay, don't make Allah Almighty angry. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue our sessions in the next coming sessions. Stay with us. Make sure you stay with IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. So thank you so much. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان.